Today is Good Friday for people in the Christian faith. During the 40 days of Lent leading up to Easter, many Christians give up personal luxuries like watching television or eating chocolate. But this year, Linda Steffen took a different approach. She's the pastor at Williamston United Methodist Church near Lansing. And for Lent, she gave up her pulpit to other pastors. Linda Steffen joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Reverend Tavares Stevens, who is from the Atlanta area and delivered the sermon for Steffen's Church on Palm Sunday. Reverend Stevens, welcome to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Pastor Steffen, Lent is a time that symbolizes the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert, a time that's described in the Bible. It's a time of personal sacrifice. Why did you choose giving up the pulpit as your sacrifice?
It probably starts with my leadership in January. They decided that they want to be a force against racism, and they made specific goals about that. And as I thought about how a largely white church in a largely white community could do that, the idea was born that we really need to start with listening, that because of racist policies that were before we were born, and because of the scourge of racism that entered our churches all the way back in the 1700s, a lot of us have no strong ties to people of color. So if we really want to be a voice against racism, it has to start with us in recognizing what voices are missing in our lives. In the Christian tradition, the best way to honor other strong leaders is to offer them our pulpit.
Pastor Steffen invited several African-American pastors from around the country. Reverend Stevens, you're a pastor at the St. James United Methodist Church near Atlanta. You and Pastor Steffen met in seminary. What did you think of the idea of taking over the pulpit when she pitched it to you?
I thought it was absolutely amazing to recognize that our congregation said they wanted to make a huge step in terms of changing their thinking, broadening their understanding. It doesn't surprise me that she would come up with such a creative, relevant, and I guess salient way of saying, okay, here's a way we can make a difference. One of the things we talk about in our Methodist walk is the world is our parish. And so understanding that she's connected to other pastors who would see the world as their parish and see her church family as their church family.
Well, we have a bit of the sermon that you delivered on Palm Sunday. Let's take a listen to that now.
For we are in a season where the health of our physical and emotional and psychological and spiritual bodies is being challenged by inordinate amounts of trauma, loss, and disappointment. For every mass shooting, every loved one lost due to the pandemic, every sting of economic pain due to real-time financial challenges that come as we simply attempt to provide for our families, survive and thrive on a daily basis, and learn to love ourselves and our neighbors with a Christ-like sense of compassion.
Your sermon also touched on the racial issues in the country that are so much in the news lately, including the death of George Floyd. How has it been for you to address those issues in your sermons?
Right after the George Floyd incident, I convened a three-part series entitled The Race Forward. I reached out to friends from across the country in different sectors to talk about, okay, here's the problem, but how do we find life-giving ways to respond to it? So bringing in family therapists, educators, political activists, other pastors, and think about how the church could respond. How can the love of God, the light of Christ, the compassion of being Christian community help us to confront these problems, but confront them in ways where we can bring people together?
Reverend Steffen, what did you hear in the message that Reverend Stevens delivered to your church?
What often happens is in hard times like this, we push off the issues that affect those most marginalized to deal with the big issues. So for a white church like ours, it might be really easy for us to focus on our own needs. And Reverend Tavares named our own needs, connected those with his community as well, and then helped us also to see how that is ratcheted up when you add a layer of racism. And so now is the time to address racism too, even as we address real present physical needs for ourselves. And he over and over again addressed us as family. And my people felt that so keenly and appreciated that connection and that sense of dignity and the olive branch that he presented to us. And we could be part of the healing.
Pastor Stephan, Lent is not just a time of self-sacrifice. It's also a time of reflection and reconnecting to faith. What have you gained from the process of sharing your pulpit?
The whole point of giving anything up, it's so you can be filled by the Spirit and filled with a new sense of connection. And also that you can purge yourself of any habits that are separating you from God. And so I've had a chance to step away from the pulpit and listen to others. So I've been reading from Black church traditions as well, just grow in my own sense of place and identity as a person who can be a force against racism.
Will you be back in the pulpit on Sunday for Easter?
It's really scary, Doug. These are some great acts to follow.
Linda Stephan is the pastor at Williamston United Methodist Church near Lansing. Reverend Tavares Stevens is an associate pastor at St. James United Methodist Church in Georgia. He's also a musician, and we're going out on one of his songs. Thank you both for joining us today, and have a happy Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Honoring the image of God in every human being is how we honor our own sacred worth and rise. Becoming dreamers and doers who rise. Healers and waymakers who rise.